Okay, we're good.
Good morning. Before we begin, I'm going to explain the procedure we'll be following for the hearing this morning. These hearings are civil administrative proceedings held under the authority of 2932B of the Connecticut General Statutes. The responsibility of this board is to hear cases, inquire, and determine the facts of each case, and decide whether the facts justify the denial or revocation of a permit. It may be the case that when the issuing authority made its decision, the facts supported that decision. But it is also possible that additional facts and circumstances become evident during the hearing that convince the board it would be fair and just to change the decision and to order that the permit be issued or reinstated. However, if no additional evidence comes to light during the hearing, the board will confirm the decision of the issuing authority. As required by General Statute 54-142A, the board cannot entertain hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records. In matters where there is such evidence, the board is limited to direct evidence obtained in the course of an investigation. Please understand that under Connecticut law, if there are certain felony or other specific convictions or orders on your record for which you have not received a pardon, the board does not have the legal authority to grant or reinstate your permit. According to statute, these hearings will be conducted informally, but in a way that guarantees fundamental fairness, including the right of cross-examination. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and the laws of perjury apply to all testimony. Be aware that the board takes perjury seriously and will refer instances of perjury to the appropriate authority for prosecution. These hearings are public, and the Freedom of Information Act applies to them. Therefore, the information and documents produced here as evidence may not be excluded from the public. The procedure we will follow is that each party may make a very brief opening statement, just a few sentences, with the issuing authority going first and giving a brief summary of the reasons for its decision. Then witnesses may be called to testify. After each witness testifies, the appellant may cross-examine that witness. Then the appellant can state its case and call witnesses, who can also be cross-examined by the issuing authority. The board may ask its own questions at any time and may request testimony from additional witnesses as necessary. After the conclusion of all testimony, each party may make a brief closing statement. The decision of the board is by majority vote of those present and voting. The burden of proof is by a preponderance of evidence, with the burden of proof on the issuing authority. Votes go to the appellant. The board's decision will be announced today, and notice of decision will be mailed to both parties within 20 days. As required by statute and court decisions, the board will endeavor to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants. To achieve that, appellants will not be referred to by name or address, but will be referred to as appellant. We ask that everyone here follows the same practice and do not use the name of the appellants. Finally, please turn off any devices you have that make noise. If you need to have a conversation, there are some areas out in the hallway where you could meet for that purpose. Calling the roll call of board members. Dr. Conrad.
Present.
Drawing a blank now. Attorney Sinetti.
Here.
Mr. Gray.
Present.
Colonel Overturf.
Here.
Colonel Lewis.
Here.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Here.
Chair is here. We will call roll call of cases by case number. So if you don't know your case number, please come forward and get it. Number one is off. Number two, 24285.
Issuing authority.
Is the appellant here?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Number three is off. Number four is 25300.
Issuing authority.
Appellant?
He did not check in.
25403.
Issuing authority.
Appellant? Okay. 24207.
Issuing authority.
Is the appellant here on 24207?
He did not check in. I don't know who just walked in, but I'll deal with that when we're done here.
24168.
Issuing authority.
Appellant? Okay. 24-242.
Appellant.
Appellant?
Yes, ma'am.
Issuing authority?
Did Greenwich show up?
Greenwich?
Not yet.
So the appellant is here, but not the issuer?
Correct. No, the, yeah.
Correct.
The town is not here.
23-756.
Here.
Appellant, Middletown is here. 24-230.
Issuing authority.
Here.
Thank you. 24-218.
Issuing authority.
And appellant is here, too?
Yes.
24-224.
Issuing authority.
24-312. 24-312, Vernon?
Chief is here, yep. The chief is here, the appellant has not checked in.
Yes.
Any appellant?
Issuing authority.
Okay, thank you. 25-080.
Appellant.
Issuing authority?
Yep.
24-315.
Here.
Appellant and Vernon?
Yep, Vernon.
Okay.
Did you say 24-312 is not here, correct?
I had them here.
You have him here?
24-312, going back for a minute, 24-312, Vernon?
Yep.
But is the appellant?
And the appellant, okay.
The appellant is here?
Yeah.
Okay, number 24-285.
Yes, sir. Come on up, just come up real quick.
I'm 24-285.
You can have a seat right here, we're gonna take care of this. Just check in with Nancy, sir.
Okay.
No, 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 not you.
No, not you.
Yeah, Vernon, I'm sorry about that.
You're already checked in.
Yeah, you're good to go.
Okay, thank you.
Which one, Nancy?
207.
207 is here, got it. Thank you.
207, got it, yep, okay. Okay.
Good morning. Identifying myself for the record, my name is Jennifer Miller. I represent the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection. As far as I understand it, this case involves an automatic disqualifier. The appellant has an active risk protection order.
Do you want to make any kind of brief opening statement, sir?
Yeah, sure. I mean, how does this work? Can you just explain, so we're gonna go back and forth, or is this my only chance to speak?
The first question is, do you have an active risk protection order against you?
That is why I'm here, I thought, was to address that.
No, this is...
So they said it should be term, I actually called the police department before this. They said it should be terminated after this. That was issued because I called the suicide hotline about a year and a...
As you sit here today...
Yes, sir.
Active risk protection order, active?
I believe so.
So that would be the court that issued that, that removes it, not...
Yeah, we have no say.
We don't remove that.
Okay.
But we also...
How do I get that removed? I don't think I've gotten a court, like a notice for a court date, or...
I'll speak to him informally outside.
Okay. That being the fact, however, we cannot issue a permit with an active protection order. So your choices here today are, you can go through a hearing, at which point we will deny you.
Okay.
Or you can withdraw this application, speak to the town, and figure out what needs to be done.
Okay. All right. Makes sense for me to withdraw that?
It does indeed.
There's no adverse inference that way.
Okay. And I can reapply, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
If I can get that wiped off?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. All right, I'm good.